ZLK, zero TR Clifton.
KO4 HKX.
Good evening, how are you doing?
Just getting ready to text you, I hadn't heard you on the radio all day today.
A pretty busy day. We were out working on the chicken pen, and I had a leak out there that I didn't like, and so I bought a real heavy-duty tarp from Harbor Freight. It was close to $30. It's real tough, and got the eyelets built in and that. Well, you know, we thought we could do it in about a half hour, and it wound up being about 3 hours, one of those projects.
Yeah, I've run across a few of those in my time, too. I was going to let you know that Shane doesn't run on Wednesday nights usually, so that's why he didn't come back to you, more than likely.
Oh, Patrick, no, I didn't know it. I just thought he worked during the week, and I really enjoy visiting with him, and you too. Sorry I hadn't been on there. I heard you once, but I was eating a little bit at dinner, and couldn't get up from that. But there hadn't been much activity on the repeater today. But, we got a busy schedule coming up with doctor's appointments, unfortunately. We'll see how that works out. But, tomorrow we're going to go down and get a blood draw, and then coming back we'll go to Aldi's, the normal thing. And, other than that, not much on the schedule. Bernice is upstairs making some peach dumplings, but I think we got plenty of the items that go with breakfast real well. So if I don't, I'll give you a text.
I was just going to give you a text to see how you was today, and I'll get with you tomorrow on the other item.
Fill you in on a little bit of this other stuff when I see you off the radio. And how'd your day go today? Pretty good?
My business has been slow this week, but all in all, it's not nothing to complain about. It's school time, so everybody's busy doing that, and I've been a lot of people out sick.
That, there's 300 and some buses, I think they said, was going to be on the road tomorrow. And that's a good thing, but the bad thing is if you get behind one, you can slow down your schedule. But, I'm just sitting here watching Andy Griffith messing around. There ain't a heck of a lot on TV tonight, but I did hear a guy calling CQ here a minute ago on the frequency I like on CW. But you come on about that time, so I don't know who it was. Probably a U.S. station. But there hasn't been much in the way of DX on CW for the last week or two. I'm not very happy about that. I think I only talked to two guys last night, one in Belgium and one in Chile. And those are fairly easy contacts. The guy in Belgium was real happy. It was his first time talking to me and in the States, so it was a new one for him. But I don't send cards out anyways, but he does Logbook of the World, so that's good. And I guess we're not going to get but 1 to 4 inches of rain, and they're not even sure of that now, so that's a real good thing. After that 7 inches a couple of nights ago, we can do without for a little while.
But there are some areas that still need some rain, so hopefully they get what they need and don't get washed away.
Girl, TR, ain't that the truth? Boy, I'm telling you, it seemed like for a while there, all of them was just going around us and not coming in here. Well, I'm glad I had all the things I needed today. Wound up having to have some 2.5 or 3 inch of those self-tapping screws, you know, those long ones for wood, and I needed some fender washers, and I just got them to have in stock here a while back and used up almost all of them. I put them under the heads of those screws to hold that tarp down. Surprise today, the ones that usually lay 5 eggs a day, they laid 4. I think it was 2 of them big ones and 2 of the regular ones and 1 little bitty one. I don't know where that come from out of the blue.
That's the big that had a little bit left over for that last one, I guess.
It, when they first start laying, a lot of times you'll get a little bitty one. But these guys have been laying for a long time. I think they might be going to go molting before long. And one of them's showing signs of it. Well, the other ones are just starting to lay. We're getting 2, when their cones get bright red. Bernice says that's when they lay, and she's been right so far. And so there should be 3 before long. So they ought to just fill in the gap there for me.
She timed that one just right, doesn't it? Looks that way anyway.
The chicken man got stuck with some the last time we went up there. Because he's got some now that are like 5 months old. And when they started out, they were $15 to $30. But they're $45 now for those because they're right ready to lay. And I can understand that because you got to feed them that for 5 months. But it's going to be a cold day, you know where, before I get $45 for one chicken.
That is a little steep, it sounds like. But yeah, like you say, it costs money to keep them up, so you got to get something out of it. And I'm sure somebody will come along and just need 1 or 2 chickens and be okay with it.
They have 6 on each side instead of 5 on each side, because I lost 1 from each side in the last year. And but I ain't going to give $90 for it. This breed of chickens is high enough as it is. And so I just, you know, he's still got the other ones for sale. And he's a very honest man, and he really works hard at it. And he moved to Inman from up at Black Rock, or Flat Rock. And gosh, I don't know how he does it at his age. He's got a lot of them out there. But they'll run $15 for the regular ones, you know. But they're 8 weeks old. They're fully feathered. You can put them outside. You don't have to mess with them in an incubator or something, you know. I ain't going to do that.
You know, that's a lot of work trying to take care of them when they're like that. And I guess that's why he's trying to charge a little more for them. Like I said, all the time he's had to invest in them. Got to get a little something for it.
Patrick. Well, I'll let you go. Thanks for hollering at me. I appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow. And I'll shoot you a text here in a little while. I'm waiting on them peach dumplings to come downstairs. Cheer me up a little bit. Anyways, you take care, my friend, and we'll catch you down the line. KL4HKX and 0TR73 is Patrick.
Tom, good to talk to you this evening, and glad that you was just out with the chickens. KL4HKX, and I'll be clear.